Adam al Meso v'lo yasbidenu kodim l'regel shloshim yom. Why not? So there's two reasons given in the Gemara. You see, if the guy died within 30 days of the regel, right? So then, you're allowed to have a hesped for the fellow. Why? Because he's already depressed. His heart is full of grief. It's not going to make any difference to have a hesped. He's already depressed. But if we're talking about a situation where a person died more than 30 days before the yantif, so then, already by the time the 30 days has passed, the emotions have died down a little bit. And therefore, if they make new hespedim, so then he's going to get all worked up again. He's going to become full of angst. And that's a problem. Now, this is a very important shaila. It comes up all the time. Where does it come up? Well, the mashal. My grandmother passed away. And she passed away, let's say, I was actually thinking my grandfather that it came up. I don't remember. They both passed away. Anyway, it was the Shloshim was a couple weeks before Shavuos. So the minig is, many people at the Shloshim, they get together, the family gets together, and they have a little suda, and they say more hespedim and the like. So is that mutter? Because that was within 30 days of Shavuos. Right? If you're going to exclude Shloshim Yom Lifnei Regel, three times a year, that 90 days, that's, you know, a large percentage of the year, quarter of the year, is going to be excluded from having hespedim. Whether so the question is, how does this halacha come out lamaisa? So there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. What's the reason for the Mishnah that you're not allowed to have hespedim within 30 days of the yantif? So according to Rav, the reason is because the concern is the following. The concern is that this guy, you know, everybody saves up for yantif, right? Not everybody. Some people don't need to save up for yantif. But lots of people save up for yantif because so they could have nice yantif food, expensive meat, wine, enjoy yantif. So everybody saves up for yantif. And now they're going to have this hespedim and they're going to be tzibrachin. And then they're going to take all that money that they had saved up for yantif and they're going to spend it on hespedim. They're going to hire professional eulogizers to eulogize their lost one, and now they're not going to have any money left for Simchas Yantif. Now, if that's the reason, so if you have hespedim for free, right, like in the case of my grandmother, so we didn't have any professional eulogizers. Everybody who gave hespedim was doing so on a voluntary basis, so it would be no problem. But Shmuel gives a different reason. He says that the pshat is that Eina meis mishtakech min alev until 30 days. But if you go ahead and you have another hesped, so then you're going to, again, rekindle that sadness, and then you're going to be sad on yantif. Now, if that's true, so then it will apply even if the eulogizers are doing so for free. So that's the machlaikas. Now, how do we paskin? So who would you think we paskin? Like Rav or Shmuel? Halacha k'rav b'yisuri, so great. In which case, this halacha is going to be very, very not relevant anymore for most people because they have non-professional eulogizers. However, Yushalmi seems to paskin like Shmuel. So therefore, the Rambam and the Ravid say we follow like Shmuel. Also the Rush, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch over here. Shulchan Aruch over here, not clear in Aruch, and Tavkuf Mem Zayin, take a look there. But the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosfos, Smag, and other Rishonim say, no, we don't follow that Yerushalmi, we follow the normal rules of Halacha, and we follow Rav. So how do we paskin? L'maisa. So, Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. But there might be another Tzad L'Hakel, which is cited by the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Hei, and others. And that is that what we do, again, the type of thing we do after Rosh Shloshim, or maybe after Yud Beis Chodesh, again, similar type of thing where the family gets together and has more hespedim, That might not qualify for this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ma Shenoagim is based off the Beis Yosef, really. This is the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim. The Beis Yosef slash Aruch HaShulchan writes, Aval Ma Shenoagim is manazeh v'tashlam hashana soften u'maskirin nishmaso afla devei Shmuel shari da'adiraba da'itam lahafsik al yedei kach aveilusam. In other words, we do this to come to a degree of closure. After the Shloshim, you have these Hespedim, but it's not to be Me'orer, it's sort of to end the Avelos at Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh and help the relatives move on Dafka, in which case, maybe it should be okay. And certainly he says to say something like a Kel Malei Rachamim or the like should be okay. So
we even do that on Yom Tov itself.
No, we don't do Kel Malei Rachamim. On Shabbos we do.
Something.
So Yisker, correct. Yisker. So Yisker's Taka talked about over here if you look at the Beis Yosef. Yeah. They say you could even do Yisker the first time on a Yom Tov because Yisker does not qualify for this Yisker. Anyhow, if you take a look at Pesach Tshuva, he notes either way your Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't come as a regel for this. Okay. Simen Shin Mem Ches, we have the mitzvah of Kvura. So the Gemara asks, what is the purpose of Kvura? Yibailahu, Kvura Mishem Bizyainehi, O Kaparehi. Is the purpose of Kvura for Bizayon, meaning to say to not bury the body would be a Bizayon Lames? Or is it Kapara, meaning to say for the body to be buried and decompose in the way that it does when buried? Is a kapara l'may nafkamina d'amar lo tikberu l'hu gavra. Somebody says, I don't want to be buried. Iyam rit mishum bizyayna lav kol kamine. He doesn't have the right to be mevaz himself. We don't have bailus over our own bodies. V'yam rit mishum kapara hake amar ba'ina kapara lo ina kapara. But if it's your kapara, if you think you're such a tzaddik, you don't need kapara, or you don't really care, or whatever it is, so that's your decision. So what's the halacha? So it's a bayit lo shita. The Gemara does not conclude. So the Ramban says, Hilkach koivin oisai desafik isura. Right? Safik deraisa lachumra. And even if the Yarshim don't want to, we still do it. Motziim mehem bal karcho im yirshu. Meaning to say like this. If a person bequeathed an estate, so then the Yarshim are meshubid to pay for the kavura, at least from that estate. Now, it's interesting, Shaila, which is like this. Even, let's say, it's for Bizayon, and the family says, we don't care. He said, we don't care. Still, we don't listen to it. The Ramban says, because Bizyona de Kulu Chaye Kamrinan. It's not just a Bizayon for the family, but for humanity. Fine. Now, what's interesting, well, a couple interesting questions. Number one is, don't we paskin lo darshinan taima dekra? Right? It's a pasuk in the Torah, ki kavor tikberanu. And we assume lo darshinan taima dekra, which generally we assume to mean that we don't determine the parameters, the halachic parameters of the mitzvah based off of the reason. Meaning to say, we may go ahead and suggest reasons for the mitzvah in a way that the Sefer HaChinuch does or the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim or the like, but we generally speaking don't paskin nafkaminas based off of those reasons. So why is the Gemara going ahead over here and starting to give nafkaminas based off of the reason? So there are a couple of possibilities. This is a much broader topic, but I'll mention them here just because it's an interesting example. One possibility is based off of what the Taisa Rush says. Taisa Rush writes that we are Darshin and Taima Dekra in the event that it's not Sosa the Pashtei of the Kra. Meaning to say, the only time we're not Darshin Taima Dekra is where by doing so we would contradict the simple reading of the Pasuk. For example, the Gemara says lo sachbo beged almana. So to say that only applies to an aniya, not an ashira, is to go against the simple meaning of the pasuk, because the simple meaning of the pasuk is that it would apply to all almanos. And to say, well, yeah, but the reason only applies to almana aniya, not almana ashira, so therefore it would be mutter, like one of the Tanaim does, that we don't do. But in the event that it doesn't contradict the simple meaning of the pasuk, so then we are darsh tamei dekra. In this case, would it contradict the simple meaning of the pasuk? Probably not. Why? Because the truth is that the pasuk is not even clear at all that there's a mitzvah of kvura under all circumstances. Right? What's the pasuk talking about? Exactly. It's talking about those that were executed in Beis Din, especially those that are hanged. So, kikavortek renu b'yomahu, and losalim v'lasu al ha'etz. Now, we extrapolate from there that there's a mitzvah to be kovar al nesim. That's true. But if we were to say that that's only in a case where minastam, but otherwise, if he doesn't want to be buried, then we would listen to him. It wouldn't really contradict the Pashas of the Pasuk, because Pashas of the Pasuk isn't even talking about normal Mason. Okay? Ken Zayin, if it's Havugei based and he says, I don't want to be buried, then it would be Pasha. I don't know. Along very similar lines, Rabbi Willig says.
Who's the first guy?
I said it. Based off of the Tosa Rosh. The Tosa Rosh applies that principle. He's talking about the lav of Losachsom.
Where?
Losachsom. It's a Tosa Rosh above Mitzia. Willig says, lo darshina time of the krav, but we're darsh time of the drasha. Which, it's a similar point, which is that, in that case, even if it's a drasha de rice, it's not going against the simple reading of the pasuk. There are other answers, but for now, we'll leave it at that. Yeah?
According to the first reason, why would that be
Zayom? Yeah.
Why would that be specifically for Yudaisen?
No. What I'm saying is that the Pashtei decries that there's only a mitzvah of Kvura and Harugei Beis Din. It's, we extend past Chazal understood that the Pasuk isn't limited to Harugei Beis Din.
No, I know.
But since it's the Pashtei decries, it's only talking anyway about Harugei Beis Din, so then to say that, well, someone who says, I don't want to be buried, we would listen to them, would not contradict the simple reading of the pasuk, because the pasuk isn't even talking about regular people. That's what I'm saying.
What is the, my question is, what is Haruki Pesach? Why would this reason why we bury someone according to the first son because of his disgrace?
Well, in fact, I don't know. I think that's anyway, that's a pasuk pshat.
That's pasuk pshat only
if you assume. If you ask me, what's the point? Why is there a mitzvah pura if Haruki based in it? I would say it's because of it's because of the dignity of the person, that even though he's been executed, we still want to give him the dignity of burial. If you were, I mean, I'm not saying that's the right reason. I'm saying if you would have asked me, without having seen any Gemaras...
Is that the reason the Gemara gave specifically for
him? No, the Gemara's talking about general.
I know, but why So that's not the question.
What I'm saying is the following. I don't know what the Pashtei decries exactly. What I'm saying is, if we were to go ahead and, let's say, conclude that it's because of kapara, okay? And therefore we were to say that a person who goes ahead and says, I'm not interested in kapara, we would taka not bury him. Person says, you know what? I don't want kapara. Cremate me. It's better for the environment. Okay? So we would listen to him according to that side in the Gemara, right? Now, I'll tell me, ain't darshan time of the Kra. Answer is, when are we not darshan time of the Kra? When it goes against Pashtei Dekra. In this case, to listen to that person, right, would that be going against Pashtei Dekra? No. Because I'll just say the Pashtei Dekra is anyway, it's only talking about Haruge based in. And Memela, if that's true, so then I would be allowed to be darshan time of the Kra, b'chiyai gavna, where it's not, where the result of being darsh time of dekra does not result in a situation where the pashtei dekra is being violated due to the following of time of dekra. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Now, What's very interesting is like this. So we paskin, like we said, it's a suffik, and therefore somebody who says, I don't want to be buried, we don't listen to him. And we try our best to convince him to be buried. That's obviously either him or his yarshim. This is sadly a very big issue, because nowadays there are many people who do not wish to be buried, Jewish people with a Jewish burial, whether it's because they want to be in mausoleums or be cremated or whatever it is. There's a lot of discussions. What is the halachic definition of burial? Is it dafka, burial bekarka? What about a mausoleum? Well, it's mechubar lekarka and the like. There's a couple of interesting tshuvas in Rav Moshe about this. We're not going to get into that. But not only that, but we are motzi mamon from the yarshim, like we said. So the question is, how could you be motzi mamon? Hamotzi mechal v'raya. In other words, interesting, we'll say something to Chumra, but shouldn't we say hamotzi mechal v'raya? So the truth is, it's not so clear. It means if you read the Shulchan Aruch carefully, let's read the Shulchan Aruch carefully.
What do you mean? Hamotzi mechal v'raya, the side that really the Mesa is allowed to say he's not going to be buried.
Right.
I don't know, once you pass can...
Ah, so that's one answer. So one, since you brought it up, we'll give your answer first. So some achronim say exactly what you're saying, which is a fascinating chiddush in terms of dinei psak, which is, right, what's Yoni saying? The Shevet Yehuda says that. What's one of his answers? The question is like this. How do we solve a safek in Isser? What do we say? What's a rule? Safek derais l'chum. Good. How do we solve a safek in dinei mamonos? What's the klal? Hamotzi mechabel v'raya, right? Let's say there's a machlokas, a Bible, a shita, and a gemara, whether you owe me money or you don't owe me money. So what's the halacha? Do you have to pay me money? No. We say hamotzi mechabel v'raya. If I could prove that you're chayev, then you have to pay me. If not, tough luck for me, right? So over here, it's a fascinating shayla. Why is it a fascinating shayla? Because if we follow the dinim of Yoredeya, he's chayev and fura. If we follow the dinim of Choshen Mishpat, we can't be motzi, we can't compel, let's say, in this case, the Yarshim, who have the money, to pay. So how do we do it? So Yoni's answer is like this. Yoni says, well, this is very similar to a principle that we have in other places called Safik derabanan shenizgalgalio Safik deraisa. Except the opposite, sorry. Safik deraisa shenizgalgalio Safik derabanan. Since David's starting Yoredei, I'll give you an example. Yoredei example. Let's say you have a situation where you had a suffix whether some food is kosher or not. So we'll say suffix derais l'chumra. But now, it's only the Rabbanon Shaila. Like the Shaila is on the Kalim. The food isn't around anymore. And the Kalim are in the Yoman, which is only us from the Rabbanon. So do we say suffix derais l'Rabbanon l'hakel? You could use these Kalim. Don't need a kasha of the Kalim. Don't need to throw them out. Or do we say no? Since originally it was deraisa shayla, and we paskin on deraisa shayla. Since, even though this is, right now it's only derabanan shayla, we already paskined it. So, we generally say this relates to sveika, and the difference between, do you need suffix, what about suffix avichos, suffix avichdarovis, a lot of discussions. But that's what Yoni shayla is. Yoni shayla answer is like this. Yoni's saying, look, first we're going to paskin the ikr shayla. What's our ikr shayla? Is he chayv and kura or not? Answer? It's chayv and kura. Ah. So, kamdina, we paskin that in a definitive way. Now, a totzah of that is that I'm going to now be motzi mamon from the Yarshin, but since it's already case closed and settled, we don't say motzi mechal v'raya anymore, we're motzi mamon from the Yarshin. That's one answer that's given. Another answer that's given, different answers that are given, I forgot to write them down. But if you actually look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not even clear that in that case you would be motzi mamon. Why? Because that might be the difference between sif gimel and sif beis, right? In sif beis we say haomer al tikberuhu min achasav ein shomen lo ela motzi miyarshav kol tzarchik varso. When a person says I don't want to be buried from my own money, so that's when we compel them, because there he didn't want to be buried with his own money. He wanted to be buried. He just says, I don't want my kids to have to pay for it. He wanted to be Mati Latzma Latzibor. That you can't do. Since he wanted Kura, Avad of the Yarshin Achayev. Sif Gimel, we say, Masha Anu Noragim Betashlom, whoops, wrong Sif Gimel. Afilu Misha Ein Lomamon, Shetziva V'Amar Altik Beruhu, Ein Shomin Lo. But that was me, that's on the Tzibor. Taka, we wouldn't be Moti from the Yarshin. Somebody says, don't bury me at all. we would not necessarily, it doesn't say we're motzi mamon from the Yarshim. Maybe in that case, the Yarshim could say, we don't want to pay, hamotzi mechaver horai, in which case, the tzibur would have to pay. It's an interesting shaila. Some achronim give a different answer, which is also a fascinating answer, which is that since we're taking money from the estate, essentially, and they haven't really been zoicha in it because it's meshubed to it, so maybe it's not a full motzi mechaver horaya, right? Very interesting shailas. Okay, but that's it for the mitzvah of kvura. Simen shin mem tes. We have a very important halacha. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Aser lehanos mehameis, and from tachrichin, how do we know it's aser to be nene from a mace? We have exer shava, shamsham, me'egla arufa, to kuras miriam. So just like an egla arufa is aser bahana, so too a mace is aser bahana. Now, what about a guy? Are you allowed to be nene from a mace if the mace was not Jewish? So the Shulchan Aruch addresses this question. Shin mem tes, sif aleph, meis, ben gai, ben Yisrael, v'tachrichav, asurin ba'ana. Where did Beis Yosef get it from? From a Rashba. If you look at Beis Yosef, that's what he says. If you look at the Nekudas HaKesef over here, he says, wait. What about Taisvis and a whole bunch of other Rishonim who says it's Mutter ba'ana? And if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva over here, in the name of the Evan HaShoam, you'll see that he says, it's Asur, Midrabanan, Pshara. Look at the Gra over here. The Gra doesn't like the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. The Rashi says Yerushalmi against it. And not just Yerushalmi, it says Velesa, but the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba himself, in three other places in Shas, is Makil. And if you look towards the end of that long Gra, he writes Harei Tosis, Ramban, Rashba, Ran, Hadiru, Chim Yerushalmi. He brings a Raya from Sanhedrin, Yud Tesamid Beis. Who knows what that raya is? You guys learned Sanhedrin last year? Anyone?
Technically, no, it's 2 years
ago. Aha, technically. Okay, so then I forgive you. It says that David HaMelech was Mekadish Micha with 100 Arlos Plishtim. If you say it's Asur V'Hana, how can he do that? Oh. I understand Machlokas, him and Shaul, Daito Amilva, Daito Puta, Vavava. Okay. What a raya. He has a lot of other rayas, but that was the coolest one.
Oh. What's it mean where it says Likud in the Gra?
Oh, they're different Gras, meaning to say different, and so one is the Talmidim wrote it, and they're, I don't know exactly which means which, but there are different versions of the Hagos Hagra or the Bir Hagra. So one is called Likud. Which is from another source. So you'll see that like there's a lot of overlap and then there's some differences. So they're just two different versions.
Is Liko one thing or refers to a bunch of
things? I don't know the exact details. I don't know. Anyway, so since this is very relevant, now you say, what do you mean? Why is it relevant? Who cares if a guy is Aser Bahana? It's very relevant. Why? Because in a lot of medical things, you need pieces of a dead body. Now, if it's a cholash yesh bo sakana, so of course it's pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to talk about. If we're talking about a kidney or a liver or a heart or the like, it wouldn't matter. Pikuach nefesh doesn't matter if it's asmi deraisa, it's asmi derabanan, it's mutter, of course it's going to be mutter. But what about in all sorts of cases where there is no danger to life, maybe a cornea transplant? A lot of dental implants use cadaver bones, all sorts of things, right? They're not pikuach nefesh, a dental implant, right? You definitely won't die without it. You might want it. It might be the best way to fix up your teeth. But so it's very important to figure out how we paskin in the shaila.
In Hilchot Shabbos, don't we say Mitzvasayim Bifnim is Choli there is considered Sakanat
Zafashos? Yes and no.
It's a
bit yeah, it's a bigger topic. Okay. Lemaisa, we paskin that if the doctors say there's no danger to life if you don't do this, so then then we're going to assume it's not dangerous. Pashtus.
Even for an Isser Darabanan like
this. Well, that's we have to figure out if it's an Isser Darabanan. Rashba says, Shulchan Aruch Paskins is an Isser Daraisa, seemingly. Right? So that's what we have to figure out. So, as I mentioned before, the poskim come, fall out in three groups. The first is that it's mutter, there is no Isser whatsoever. First, the primary source that indicates that is the Yerushalmi, as I mentioned. And the Rashba in three different places in Shas is of that opinion. Tosfos says this. Rambam is unclear. Mishnah Malach is Mesupik, but maybe it's noted that it would be it is Mutter Bahana. And the Gra, as we just mentioned. And among contemporary poskim who paskins this way, with Moshe, Igros Moshe, Yodea Chelik Alistim in Reish Chavtes, Anav Vav, says that L'tzarach Gadol, Kilar Refuah, you could be Mekel. Or for no good reason, you should be Machmir. But if there's a Tzarach Gadol, you could follow the lenient view against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Mutter.
For a Goy.
From a Goy, yeah. You're talking about, well, I'm talking about Goy. We'll talk about Jews later. Yeah. And likewise, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you know, you shouldn't be Mekel for no reason. Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. But if there's a Toeles, not just to cure a patient, but also limud rifui, right? That too would be mutter. Okay, the next group of poskim, as I mentioned, follow the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. That's Asar Menat Torah. You look over here at the Chida in the Birkei Yosef, as well as the Shirei Bracha, right on our Siman, you have at the bottom of the page. He says, after quoting the various Shitos, Hamura mehem da toisus va ramban va rokeach the sefer yireim kulu svirlei the meis akum muter bana ulam. Then he quotes afagav daskachan kamag doylem de sharu baser meis again akum bana mikomakom kevan de maran asar befeirush v'yeshman and rishonim nami da asu lo milani libi lahater. Right, what could I do? Maran is machmir. And there are Rishonim that are Machmir, can't be Mekel. And again, Pashup Shat, the Ramah over here accepts the Psak of the Ramah, of the Machaber. The Lavush agrees. Kitzur Shavachon Aruch is Machmir, Archa Shulchan is Machmir, as well as a lot of other Achronim. Take a look at Bekiva Eger, Kotzaginas of Radim as being Machmir. The Dark Emotion, Yerodeh Shin Samachah sounds like he's Machmir, as well as other poskim. And then the third group, which we mentioned already before, is that it's not Asar Midrabanan, like the Tzvila Tzadik, Gam Shavachronim in the Pesachei Tshuva, Taz in the name of the Rush, the Yaivitz, Tshuva Me'ava. And therefore they say that since it's only an Asar Midrabanan, you can be Mekel B'Mokom Shechol L'Shem Bosakana. Now we know that many times for Asar Midrabanan we're Mekel B'Mokom Chol L'Shem Bosakana. Not every Asar Midrabanan, but many times, like the Asar of having medicine on Shabbos or the like. And this is one of those places where you could be Mekel. Now, the next question we have to deal with over here, which relates to this siman, as well as comes up in several of the other simanim in Shulchan Aruch, but what's the din for nivul hames for some other use? Now, so far we've been focusing on the yisur hana, but what about the general din of nivul mace? But you have a use. So, first of all, how do we know that there is an Isser of Nivul HaMeis and that it's an Isser Dereis? In other words, maybe as long as I fulfill the mitzvah Menat Torah of Kfuras HaMeis, so that's fine. So I'm going to go ahead. A person gets to go ahead and experiment on a cadaver. And let's even assume they're not even over on Nivul HaMeis, right? We'll talk about this hopefully today, but maybe tomorrow, when you're over. It says Kavortik Brenna B'Yom Mahu, but let's assume that day. You're going to go ahead and dissect the cadaver for 3 or 4 hours, and then bury it. It's going to be buried the regular time anyway, so there's no halana semes at all, certainly no halana deraisa, because you're doing it on that day, and not even halana derabanan, because let's say they're going to anyway not going to have a funeral for another 4 or 5 hours. And in the meantime, you'll learn a lot of important medical information, scientific information. Second be mutter. So we have to figure out, what is the Isser of Nivul HaMeis? And is it Asar Midraisa? So there's a raya, a couple of very interesting rayas. are you allowed to be menavel as hameis l'tzarach acher? So, first that there's an iser of nivel hameis, so one of the sources that you see this from is the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara asks, how do I know we follow Rov? The Gemara answers, well, lubet alasakaman. The Gemara says, tries a lot of answers, but one of the answers is that if you kill somebody, you're chayv misa. Aye, maybe the guy's a treifa. If you kill a treifa, you're chayv misa? No. So maybe he's a treifa. Must be, you follow Rov. Aye, you can't prove it from there. Maybe, taka, we only kill someone, we only execute someone if we dissect him and find out he's not a treifa. The Gemara says, of course not. So you see from there that, as Marit al-Ghazi says, as well as other Echorim, you see from there that there's an Issa derisa of Nevel HaMeis.
What's the source from the Pasuk?
So it's an interesting question. We can talk about it. I'd like to talk about that. But for now, the Gemara doesn't say. It just takes it for granted. And it sounds like it's derisa, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Raya. We'd still have that Raya from the Pasuk. Ah. But what about Nevel HaMeis for a non-Jew? Right now, why is this very important? If there's an Isser Nivel HaMeis for a non-Jew, because what about people in medical school that want to dissect the cadavers to learn medicine? That's a very important question. So there's a raya from a Gemara in Bechorah, Staf Mem Hei, that it should be mutter. Why? Amar Yudam Shmuel, Ma'isa B'Talmidav Shal Rebbe Yishmael, Sheshalku Zoyne Achas, Sheneschai V'Misas, What does that mean? There's a discussion over there exactly how many Evarim women have and the like. Anyway, it says there was once the Zayna that was Chayv Misa, Chayv Sreifa, and once she was being killed, they dissected her, and they counted how many Evarim she had, and it turned out she had 252. Anyway, so what do you see from there? Chartz Raim Furashas, that you're allowed to dissect a cadaver to study medicine. However, maybe it's not a raya. Chassam Sofer says, she was an Amalekis. It's Mutter Behana. Oh my gosh. It's a Feni Oyada. It's a different answer. Maybe you don't have a raya from there. The Pashta says you have a good raya from there, it should be Mutter. I'm not sure enough, but he's saying that the point is that there's no Isser Hana for an Amalekis on the Yisrael. How does he know that? I don't know.
Can we just say this was a three-way machlokas, or now we're back?
Well, no. So the three-way machlokas about being Nana. Let's, now we have another question, which is what about Nivel HaMeis? Now, you have to figure out if your Mako, well, so let's assume for the moment, though it may not be Pashat, that dissecting the cadaver for medical knowledge is Hana, so if you're Mako for Hana, then you'll be Mako of the Isser Hana Shabo. But what about the Isser Nivel HaMeis Shabo?
What's the case where you're being Nana without being Menavel?
All sorts of things. You want to be Nana without being Menavel? You're cold that night, and you're going to use the mace as a blanket to keep you warm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying you can. You could have cases. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So even if you don't hold this raya from Horus, would you say that it's mutter to use the navel and mace of a non-Jew in order to save the life as it's taken?
We're going to get there. If it's pikuach nefesh, the pasuk shad is if it's a Jew, it's going to be mutter. If it's pikuach nefesh for now. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Binyan Sion, who tries to claim that you're not, even if it's a pikuach nefesh in front of you, it's not based off of the famous Rashi, that you're not allowed to steal to save somebody's life, and here it's different, but because you can't pay it back. But let's assume for a moment that almost all the poskim will disagree with that view, and they say that if it's pikuach nefesh mamish, then it doesn't matter if it's Jewish or non-Jewish. Every isser in the Torah is waived for pikuach nefesh. So if you can, let's imagine you had a chol lefanacha, someone who needs a kidney, right? And you can get the kidney out of a dead person and implant it into a living person so that you would do it. That's not practical nowadays, at least with our medical technology, which makes it very tricky because most organs have to be harvested from a living person. And that's why the issue of organ donation relates so much to brain death because one of the main reasons why people favor brain death, or one benefit of accepting brain death as death, is that it makes the harvesting of organs much more feasible. But anyway, but if the guy's actually dead, you can't kill somebody to. But if the person's actually dead and you could harvest his organ, or the person has died already, then there's not going to be a shayla.
Yeah, but what if the Gemara and Chulin seem to say that you could, you wouldn't check to save the life of the guy who seems to have killed him?
No.
What was it about the Gemara and Chulin?
The Gemara assumes that once you say that it's usur to be menavel, so then we're going to assume there's no nivel, and memela must be that the pshat is we follow rov. In other words, that's not considered pikuach nefesh. It doesn't matter, because if it was usur, the opposite. If it was usur to be menavel the guy, right, then we couldn't check, so we'd have to live. You'd feel aida. You're not allowed to be over on the lav to execute somebody. Right? So, that's clear. Why not? It's not the pshat, then we wouldn't execute the guy. We wouldn't be, right?
If I cared. You should never be able to execute someone because he might have been a traitor.
Right. So, Elamai, we know the Torah says you're allowed to execute somebody, so it must be that we follow Rov. That's what the Gemara concludes.
That you should violate this law.
We would never violate a law to execute somebody.
No, you should violate the law in order to save the guy.
No, but you can't. Right. Of course, you wouldn't violate. If that were the case, then you just wouldn't execute him. Because you can't. If the only way to save this, to kill the guy, was to violate the law, so what would we say? Don't kill the guy and don't violate the law.
Okay.
You can't be Mechal Shabbos in order to execute somebody.
The Rove tells me he's not a Shabbos.
The Rove says he was not a traitor. If he's not a traitor, the guy's Chayim Misa. Okay.
You never kill someone by a Rove.
Sure we do. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That's the Gemara. Okay, which robes do you do? That's a Shaila. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Right, Tosfos is the beginning of Sanhedrin. Do you kill a guy with a robe? Don't you kill a guy with a robe? Clearly, sometimes the robes you do, sometimes the robes you don't. And that's what all the Rishonim try to figure out, when you do, when you don't. Now, it's not our sugya. This isn't our sugya. Kolshkin, that isn't our sugya. Okay, so, anyway. Now, not only that, but there's a Gemara that in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Dalet, that goes even further, because it might even be a Yisrael, that you're allowed to be Menavel HaSameis. The Gemara over there, the whole complicated question over there, the Gemara wonders whether it's a dispute in Dine Mamonos, and we have to figure out if the mace had Cyros or not, and the question is, could you exhume the mace to figure it out, and then, well, what about whether simanim are suyim l'shtanos l'achar misa, and the whole discussion over there, sounds like you would be able to investigate. So you see that it's mutter l'navel hames, afil l'bodko im hevi shtei sairos. And that's a mamonistic shayla. And we don't say over there, one second, you're being nenem and hames. So
you're checking the mace to see whether or not the mace is Shnei Cyrus?
Right, because you want money.
I mean, but that's very different than dissecting a mace.
You're correct. But we generally assume that that would be Nivela mace.
Just to see whether or not the mace is Shnei Cyrus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is a question exactly how far you go in terms of defining Nivela mace and the like. Lamaisa, we paskin. This is the Pesach of Emotion, or Shlomo Zalman, and obviously the Halach Lamaisa, that it is mutter to be menavel es hames, if they're not Jewish, in order to study medicine and the like. Okay. Now, it comes much more controversial when it comes to Jews, right? Are you ever allowed to be menavel es hames for Jews? Let's say medical schools in Eretz Yisrael. So, what about if they're Jewish, the cadavers? What's the halacha? So, right, as I said, in Chutz La'aretz, it's, there's a rove that they're not Jewish. Okay. Tzarchian, if you, what happens if, you know, but that's much, it's much of a, much less of a problem, but in Eretz Yisrael, so, what do you do? So there are five issues the poskim talk about in terms of figuring out the shaila. One is nivel ha-meis, number two is hanam ha-meis, number three is bitul mitzvah kvura, number four is kedushas ha-meis, and number five is that it's kasha for the nefesh ha-meis. And the following discussion is taken primarily from Sefer Nishmas Avram on Har Siman. Nishmas Avram, Sefer you should all use, especially when it comes to medical questions. So, let's talk about one at a time. So what about nivel ha-meis? So, we saw from the Gemara that you're not allowed to be menavel es ha-meis, that's the Gemara in Chulin. And therefore, nivel ha-meis es min ha-toira, so l'chayra, it should be aser. Now, and likewise, hanam min ha-meis is also pashut pshat ar simen, is asma d'raisa. There is a yaivitz that says it's asma d'rabanan, but the pashut pshat is, it's asma d'raisa. So the question, therefore, is going to be, well, is this considered hanam min ha-meis? Maybe you'll say, it's not hana. Right?
No, one second. He said ultimately it should be aser already anyway.
Oh, same. No, they're two aser.
Right.
So this is all discussion. Shlom Zalman Arbach has a tshuva about it, where he argues it is considered hanam min ha-meis. The type of information you glean from, let's say, dissecting a cadaver. Number three is the bitul mitzvah kvura. According to most Rishonim, or many Rishonim, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, simple reading of the Rambam. There are actually those, Ravadia, since you're here, has a tshuva in which he argues that the Rambam thinks there's no mitzvah midaraisa kvura. But that's another issue. Bitul mitzvah kvura. It's actually an interesting shaila, because the pashup shat is there's no mitzvah kvura for Gayim. Right? Guy wants to get cremated, it's fine. Or to delay, or the like. There's a Ramban that says in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of kvura, even for Gayim, because it says, or something like that. If you paskin like that, then medical schools in Eretz Yisrael would have big problems, right? Because even if they got non-Jewish cadavers, but what about the mitzvah of kvura? I don't think the post can quote the Ramban there. Okay, number four, Kedusha Sameis, we saw that it's like a Sefer Torah. Fine. Lemaisa, that being the case, the vast, because of those five Yisurim, the vast majority of poskim say that you are not allowed to dissect a human body to become a doctor or the like. Who are they? No, to be Huda.
No, this is only Jews,
though. Jew. Right. Yeah, Jew.
So many doesn't mean it should to show.
Well, unless they got non-Jewish cadavers.
Right.
Nor Yehuda, Yaivitz, Chassam Sofer, Mamshik, Benyin Zion, Chazanish, Gesher Chaim, Sri Deyesh, Yabi Omer, Igros Moshe, Tzitz Eliezer, Menchas Yitzchak, and more! Yeah.
Wow.
However, is there anybody who's Mekel? Mishpatei Uziel. He says it's Matel Tzach Refuah. Why? Tzals Nefashos! If we didn't have any doctors, so lots of people would die, right? I think we could say with a lot of certainty. Now, I don't know if doctors need to do dissections. Now, they're thinking about virtual dissections and, what do you call it, virtual reality, all sorts of interesante zachen. But let's assume for the moment that we would conclude that a person would not be, you know, the medical schools all insist on dissecting the cadavers because they think that you're not going to be a good doctor if you don't dissect cadavers. Let's assume for a moment that that's true. And let's assume for a moment that if we didn't have doctors who dissected cadavers, so people would die, says the Mishpatei Uziel. So, pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. People would die without doctors, no? I think that's pretty clear. So you're going to tell, so he says, okay, you have to do as much as you can for kvura. After you're finished the dissection, make sure you respectfully bury every single part of the body, but you're allowed to do it. So why does everybody argue? Why does everybody disagree with the Mishpatei Uziel? So the answer
because
is...
it's so indirect.
So that's the answer. This is the famous, famous tshuva of the Nod Yehuda as well as the Chassam Sofer on, one second, on Chol HaLefanech. It's quoted, take a look. If you guys want to just skip ahead. Pischei tshuva, Simen Shisno, Samach Yimel, Sifkat and Hei. Really the second half of the Nod Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer. And he brings a number of rayos that we only are makel for Chol HaLefanech. What's the idea of Chol HaLefanech? I'll give you an example. They asked the Chazon Ish the following shaila. There was a town in Israel, city in Israel, that didn't have a hospital. Okay? So what would they do when people got sick? They would go to the next town and bring them to the hospital. So inevitably, you know, people would die because there was no hospital, because they couldn't get them to the hospital in time. And, you know, they realized that if they built a hospital in this town, people's lives would be saved. So finally, they were ready to start building. So they asked the Chazon Ish the following shaila. If we build 7 days a week, so we work 7 days a week, we'll finish the hospital a week early, and presumably lives would be saved in that week, or whatever it is. I don't remember the numbers. I'm making up week and nights. But let's even say it was very likely, right? It's a 90% chance that a life will be saved if we work on Shabbos. And we know for Pikuach Nefesh, we're Mechal Shabbos, not just Al HaRov, but Al HaMiut, right? Sveik Sveika. If there's a tiny, a 1% chance a person is life is in danger, we would say, drive to the hospital on Shabbos, right? We would say, Kol HaShoel HaRezeh Shoifech Damim. So, what's the difference? So Chazon Ish said, no. Why? Only Chol HaLefanecha. You can't be Mechal Shabbos unless there's a Chol HaLefanecha. And that's what the note, based off this note, Behuda, the Chassam Sofer, and the like. Chazon Ish says, it doesn't need to be Lefanecha, Lefanecha, if it could be in the next town over, but there's a Chola here, ready, now, whose life could be saved. If I do this, fine. But going to medical school, so, it is true that, you know, if there's a doctor who knows how to practice medicine, so then, for him, practicing medicine will be pikuach nefesh. But somebody is 5 years away from practicing medicine, so it's true, in 5 years from now, we'll be able to save lives. But that's not considered a chol lefanecha to warrant violating Yisurei Torah, based off of pikuach nefesh. Now, there's some discussion exactly what the parameters are of this are. We're not going to get into details. This relates to the question of, for example, driving back the Hatzalah vehicle, things like that. There's a lot of very important questions in terms of how to apply this rule, and we're not going to work on it now, but that is the issue over here, and the consensus of Poskim is that you do need some type of Chol HaLefanecha to be matir. Okay, Simon Shinan, yes.
So all the Mahmirim, though, like, how could you possibly run a society that's all Jews without, meaning, like, just, it's not possible.
So far it hasn't been a problem.
I mean, they just use non-Jews. Is that what the hospitals are, that's the path they follow? Like all. Like,
I don't know. What I've heard, but I don't know if it's true, is that from doctors in Eretz Yisrael, or from medical school students, use non-Jewish bodies, for the most part. Some people are somech on the Mishpatei Uziel, but yes.
There's no issue of, like, Ava or whatever?
Huh, there's so much Ava there anyway. A little more Ava isn't going to hurt. I'm joking. I don't know. I don't know how it's handled. You're right. Maybe the only reason why they're able to get away with it is because the percentage of from doctors in medical schools in Eretz Yisrael is small enough that Ava's avoided anyway, right? If you think about the population of Eretz Yisrael between Jew and non-Jew, there are a higher percentage of non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael than there are observant Jews in Eretz, from doctors. So I don't know practically. Speak to people in Eretz Yisrael, and I imagine there might be some who are Somech on the Mishpatei Uziel. I don't know.
And Shlomo Zalman passed him the
Shang also? Yeah, he was Machmir. The Nisha Shavram is a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. He's half the Pesach Minas Sefer things that he writes. I heard from Shlomo Zalman Arbach.
And Shlomo Zalman was the posseg of Shari Tzedek.
No, you're thinking of the Tzitz Eliezer.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Okay, but he was also Machmir in the Shaila. Simen Shin Nun Aleph. Ah. So, Tachrichim Lemeis Hamutter to make out of Kilayim. Nachre Meis is Chavshim and Amitzvos. There's a fascinating Gemara, which I guess we're not going to do now, on the Mitzvah Teos Lasad Lavo, Marnida. Let's turn to Sif Beis, though, which is a very important question, very practical question, which is Tzitzis. Are you married with Tzitzis? So, there is a Gemara in Menachos about this, and we'll talk a little bit about this a little more broadly, because it relates to the topic of Leg L'Rash, which comes up 5 or 10 times in terms of Hilchos Avelos in various capacities, so we'll at least examine this question a little more broadly of Leg L'Rash. So the Gemara in Menachos, Mem Aleph, is discussing whether Tzitzis is a Chovas Mana, meaning Chovas Nebeged, or Chovas Gavra. And the Gemara says, Amr of Tubi Bar Kisna Amr Shmuel, Kli Kufsa Chayevis Betzitzis, because Shmuel holds its Chovas Mana, Umod Shmuel B'Zakin Shasal Chvodo Sheptura. A Zakin, somebody buys Tachrichim, so he doesn't have to put the tzitzis on those tachrichim. My time, Asher techaseh b'marachmana, hay lav lechsuyei avida. Fine. Be'ahi shaita v'adai raminan lay. But, you know, at the time that he dies, that he's being buried, then you certainly put the tzitzis on the baged. Mishum loiv l'rash chayev avseh. So what does the Gemara conclude? That you put tzitzis on the baged of a mace due to loiv l'rash. That's what the Gemara concludes. So, sounds like you put tzitzis. Now, it's not because of kiyum mitzvos, we don't say meis is chayav mitzvos, but because of loig l'rash. The idea of loig l'rash...
No?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you not put it on? Because you're making fun of him? That
no, that's a Gemara brachos. We'll get to there in a moment. Menachos first. So, don't you know Menachos comes from brachos? So, it's because you treat your children kachin first. So that's what the Gemara says. Because of loig l'rash, you have to put on tzitzis onto a baguette, onto the baguette of a mace. You know, it's an interesting idea, the whole idea of loig l'rash. Is it pshat because the mace minds, or is it pshat that maybe the chayim have to be sensitive in theory to what the mace will
like
feel?
Like hitting the water?
Or maybe. It's an interesting question. I don't know. But that's the idea of loig l'rash. Now the Gemara Brachos, since you mentioned it, says something else. The Gemara's there is also talking about loig l'rash. It says, for example, Haroa Hames Veinu Melavehu, you're over on loig l'rash. And then the Gemara says, Reb Chia, Reb Yochanan, Havei Shakli, V'azlan B'Veis HaKfaros, they're going for a walk through the cemetery. Havei Kashadia Tchilta de Reb Yochanan, Amrle Reb Chia, Dalye, Kadesh Liomru, Lamachar, Ein Bain Etzleinu, V'achshem Mechar Pinosanu. Meaning to say, you shouldn't let the Mason see your tzitzis. Why? That would be loig l'rash. Now, here we have... Now, is this Gemara contradiction? Right? Patel is saying it's a contradiction. Because... So, the Pashup Shot, the answer is, in terms of that, it's not a contradiction. We do Loig L'Rash on two ends. A, so he doesn't feel so bad, we put tzitzis on him. And B, but he would still feel bad if he saw us, living people, wearing tzitzis, because he's not really being Mekayem Mitzvah, so therefore you shouldn't do it. Though... The Beis Yosef, the Mechaber actually doesn't pass it that way. The Mechaber says that if the mace is wearing tzitzis, let's say you're carrying a mace, and the mace is wearing tzitzis, so then you don't have to tuck in your tzitzis. If the mace isn't wearing tzitzis, so then it would be loig l'rash to wear tzitzis. You know, don't go to a Beis HaKvaros with your tzitzis out, because you never know. But if you knew the mace is wearing tzitzis, there's no loig l'rash. But the Gemara over there in the Mishnah Berurah passing like this is, no, either way there's loig l'rash. In other words, there's sort of two aspects of the loig l'rash. Okay, good. Now, so basically, if you had just the Gemara Bavli, you would conclude that a mace wears tzitzis. That's the Pashup Shot. Alt loig l'rash. So why would anyone think you don't wear tzitzis? So Tosus already notes that the minig is not to wear tzitzis. Not to wear tzitzis, meaning not a mason. What's the reason? So Tosfos gives two reasons. Number one is nowadays we're not so machbid about tzitzis. So it would be sort of disgraceful for a person whose whole life he never was makbid about tzitzis, and now all of a sudden he's buried in tzitzis. That's a bizayun to him. Now, if you hold it that reason, so someone who is makbid to wear tzitzis his whole life, so he could be buried with tzitzis. And then he says, but one second, another answer. The Pasuk says, Ladoro, some dor tam. So since nowadays there are many people who don't wear tzitzis, even while alive, so it would be like L'Rashi, if anybody wore tzitzis, no matter what. That's what Tosfos says. Now there's another source in Chazal from Maseches Machos that also sounds like you shouldn't wear tzitzis. It's a statement of Abba Shaul. The Ramban quotes it. There's a machlokas Rishon in the Ramban notes how to read that source, but it does seem like one source in Chazal might imply that you shouldn't wear tzitzis. How do we come out? So Ramban concludes, look, the main sources in Chazal, Bavli, clearly say you should wear tzitzis, and shine, that's the end of the day, Mesim should be buried in tzitzis, and that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. Good. But the Or Zeruah says, no, depends, we follow Tosfos. If while he was alive he wore tzitzis, so then he should bury him, be buried. But if not, then no. The Baal HaMor,
we follow the first answer.
Well, yeah, that's more or less what the Or Zeruah says. Also the Rav Yaakov. The Baal HaMor says a new practice, this is how he's miyashev the stira. And this would answer Mitzal's question as well. When we take him to the base of Kvaros, when we're like carrying the Aron, so then we put tzitzis on him. But right when we bury him, then we take off the tzitzis. Right, and that would explain, now there's no stira between Maseches Machos and the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos is not talking about the burial, it's talking about the Levaya. But when he's actually buried, he's buried without tzitzis. That's the psak of the Baal HaMor. And then, you saw in the Beis Yosef and in the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a fourth group of Rishonim that have all sorts of various different psharas in which they try to figure out how to be resolved these, whereby they try to say they're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but still solve the problem of loy l'rash. So, for example, the Ravid says that we put tzitzis on the mace, but we don't tie them. Putting on the tzitzis solves the problem of loy l'rash, but by not tying them, there's no la'ag for the mason that don't have tzitzis. And the Ritzvan Tosfos had a different etza. He said, you won't take off the tzitzis, but you'd be kosher umahadeik betocha knaf. Not sure what that means. I think it means like you sort of fold them up and you put them into the pocket. In other words, it's l'chor, you are being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but there's not going to be loy l'rash for all the other mason buried around him that aren't wearing tzitzis. And then we have the Mordechai, who says, tova davar lasir min adalad knafos, the lakoshram be'achad min knafos. So that means you talk apostle, the tzitzis. You cut them off, but you have them around. So again, somehow or another, it's not loy l'rash, but it's not loy l'rash. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber says, very simple, we follow the Ramban, who says that you're buried in tzitzis. The Rama says, Sagav yeshomrim, de'in tzarech tzitzis. Now, l'chor, what does that mean, ein tzarech tzitzis? It doesn't mean you don't need it, but it's usher, right? This is the opinion of Tosfos, because the post can explain either because tzitzis is taryag, is gematria of taryag, and someone who wasn't mekayim taryag mitzvos when they're alive, it's like edus sheker, or because of the other reasons of Tosfos. So that's what the Ramah first says, and then the Ramah continues. The nagu lekavro b'tzitzis, meaning say b'shas hakvura, when they take him to the beis hakvaros, so he should be wearing tzitzis. Ach poslin tchila hatzitzis o korchin echad min haknafos. In other words, you like we said, the way the Badi Shulchan at least explains it is you like stuff in the tzitzis into the corner or the like, so it's not visible, but they'd still be kosher. And then the Bach says on this Ramah, quoted by the Shach, Sifkan Beis, Ein lo paslan, you shouldn't actually pasl the tzitzis, rather you should tie them up with each other, olachasosam tachas tocha knafos. Okay, so what do we do? Right, all these different practice is cited in the Ramah and the Shach. So the Minhag Olam, I think, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Minhag Olam is, we pasul the tzitzis, kodim shemanichan osel bekever. In other words, right before you drop him in, they pasul the tzitzis. Like the Ramah, not like the Shach. Now, There's a great story that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, which is from the Gra. The Gra wanted to be buried with tzitzis. I guess probably like the Pashtus in Shas, like the Ramban. So he told one of his Talmidim, make sure I'm buried in tzitzis. So the Talmud was very excited about this command, and then he was all around, and they were about to do the burial, and all of a sudden he got a very upset stomach, and he had to run out. And by the time he got back, they snipped the tzitzis, puzzled the tzitzis. So he started screaming. So he said, "Ah, it's a simen min hashamayim that you had to follow the minhag ha'olam, despite what the Gra thought." They quote the story along with the famous Maaseh of the Gra by the reinstituting Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. And so the Gra was buried l'maisa with pasul tzitzis, just like everybody else. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem will finish Hilchos Avelos tomorrow.